2 at the foul line. I think I said Epps has 14. Actually, they have him for 12 officially. Free throw for Klesman on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound, Terrence Shannon. Well, the Badgers are doing themselves no favors at the free throw line today. 2 out of 7. But the ball is Shannon high on the right, throwing to Epps. Loops it to Dane Danger at the right elbow. Couple of dribbles, hands off to Shannon. Barrels down the lane to the rim, up no, rebound to Jordan Davis of Wisconsin. Disrupting in the interior of the Badger defense. Preventing that bucket, here's Stephen Crow out high, hands off to Gilmore. Gets it to Klesman, high on the right. Loops it into Crow, right of the paint. Danger single coverage. Crow starts to back, now turns it back out to Klesman, and a whistle and a foul called on Terrence Shannon. That'll be his third. Duffy Hepburn ready to check back in for Wisconsin. 10-12 to play, 49-42 Illinois. Hepburn in for Asijic. Team fouls even at 4, and Sincere Harris coming in for Jaden Epps. Another sub is R.J. Melendez back in for Dane Danger, so they get a little bit smaller. Melendez still listed at 6'7". With less bulk there, a couple of inches less height. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky against Harris, outside right. Hepburn on the dribble, above the three-point line. Puts it on the deck with the left hand, drives the lane. One pump, darts it out to Gilmore, left corner. Carter off the wing, hangs in the air, feeds Davis for three, right side, and that is an air ball. It comes down to Terrence Shannon. 9:53 remaining, 49-42, the Illini. Meyer for three, left side, good. What a turn of events. 10-point lead, Illinois, 52-42, 9:42 remaining. Here comes Max Klesman to the front court for Wisconsin. Hands off to Davis, Jordan between the circles. What about Jordan? He doesn't let an air ball affect him. He can come back and hit another one. Here comes Crow moving in, low on the left, takes it right and puts it up and in. 9 points here in the second half for Crow, 11 in the game, 52-44, Illinois. 9:17 remaining. Melendez high on the right, going to Harris, flips to Coleman Hawkins off the left elbow. Hands off to Melendez, drops it back to Hawkins for three, up top, good again. Absolutely on fire. 58-44. Illinois with 8:55 remaining. With the ball is Gilmore, bouncing it to Stephen Crow. Left block is Crow, and he got fouled by Coleman Hawkins, 55-44, by the way. And the scoreboard had it wrong. It is 55-44, Illinois.
The one thing the Badgers have been able to do with Danger on the bench is Crow has been able to kind of pick on Coleman Hawkins a little bit. He's not as good a defender. He doesn't have the bulk. Now Danger is going to get back into the lineup. Hawkins, though, is just killing Wisconsin from the perimeter.
First foul on Hawkins. He has 17 points because Hawkins, 5 of 6 from the three-point line. 55-44 Illinois with 8:48 remaining. Hepburn baseline left, inbounds to Crow. Near the left corner against Danger. And Crow hands it back to Hepburn, left side. Can't get loose, he got double to throw out to Crow. Hands on, trying to hand it to Hepburn. And Harris knocked it away, and then he was fouled by Chucky Hepburn. Boy, this Sincere Harris is the real deal on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, he's one of those players that doesn't have to score more than a couple of baskets a game and still be really important to what you do.
We talked about him being so effective against UCLA standout Tiger Campbell in that early season win. Just a freshman out of Canton, Ohio. Helped his team to consecutive state championships. 8.5 minutes to play, 55-44 Illinois. Harris outside left against Klesman. Harris throwing to Ty Rogers back in there, guarded by Carter Gilmore. Skip pass Harris, right side to Epps, got Hepburn up. And a pass deflected by Klesman, taken away by Gilmore. Klesman in the paint, deflecting the pass, forcing the turnover. Hepburn left of the lane, drives through the lane, loops it out to Ilver. Marcus to the line. Marcus down the lane. The floater right hand, no good. Got his own rebound out to Gilmore. Turns to Asijic. He'll try a three left side. That's short, no good. And the rebound to Jaden Epps of Illinois with 7:55 to play. 55-44, the Illini. Epps off to the right side above the three-point arc. Left hand hip-high dribble. And now glides to the left side on the wing. Hepburn shadowing him. 12 on the shot clock. Epps with a right-hand toss to Sincere Harris. He's with Klesman. 7 to shoot. Harris off the danger screen. Harris left wing. Out to Rogers. 4 to shoot. Rogers down the lane. Up right hand. Good. On the attack is Ty Rogers. 57-44 Illinois. 7:22 to play. Hepburn right side of the front court. And went off his foot and out of bounds. Unforced error there as we have the under-8s media timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:19 to play, Illinois 57, Wisconsin 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Momentum swung so quickly with Meyer hitting a three in transition. And from that point forward, Illinois had the most.
Yeah, they are really shooting it, particularly in the second half. Illinois 10 of 16 and 5 of 6 from the arc. But yes, Sincere Harris, as advertised with what he does on the defensive end. Getting his third start. This Illinois without Sky Clark, who is stepping away from the team. Very talented freshman from Los Angeles who had started the first 12 games. And you're just really witnessing a really inspired Illinois outfit out here. Yes, the Badgers are without Tyler Wall, and yes, that hurts a lot. But Illinois is getting after it as you figured they would here today. Coleman Hawkins will be inbounding. We'll see if the Badgers have a run in him. So plenty of time to do so. 7:15 to play. Illinois up 13. Terrence Shannon. Outside left, finds Hawkins running free, feeds Danger, tried to dunk and lost it as he went up. And it comes down to Stephen Crowell. Their dunk percentage is not great here today. But everything else pretty much is. Here's Hepburn, high screen Crowell, Chucky right lane line, drive, stops, feeds Crowell, wide open three straight away. Good for Stephen Crowell. And it's 57-47 Illinois. 6:45 remaining.
Danger's been really slow reacting to Crowell on the perimeter. Finally knocked one down.
R.J. Melendez high on the left. Hooks a pass to Danger, top of the circle. Danger Next up with Crowell, left of the lane. Lisa for Harris, whips it out to Shannon. 10 on the shot clock. Shannon against Jordan Davis, high screen danger. Shannon, left foul line extended in the paint, right elbow jumper, missed it, but he was fouled. I'm going to call it on Jordan Davis, and Terrence Shannon, a 77% foul shooter. These will be his first attempts today. He takes more than six a game on average. 13 points for Terrence Shannon here this afternoon. Eight coming in the first half.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was really good early, four or five, then he got into foul trouble, and he's been kind of out of sync since.
Left-hander out of Chicago, transfer from Texas Tech. First free throw is good. Matthew Meyer will come back in for the Illini, replacing Danger. 58-47 Illinois, 6:23 to play. Second free throw coming up for Terrence Shannon. Eyes the rim, he'll send it, and he made them both. 59-47 Illinois. Rover, Hepburn, Asijan Davis, and Crowell, the five on the floor for the Badgers. As up the floor is Hepburn against Sincere Harris. Hepburn high on the right, throwing to Davis in the right wing. Bounces to Crowell, top of the wheel. Hands off to Hepburn, trying to turn the corner. Chucky in the lane, goes into Crowell, left block, up right hand, good again. My goodness, something about the second half that Stephen Crowell really gets along with. 59-49 Illinois with 5:57 remaining. 11 in the second half for Crowell, 13 in the game. And a whistle and a foul called on Jordan Davis off the ball. Contact with Matthew Meyer. And that's going to be team foul number 7. So Meyer will go to the line for a 1-1. He is 2 of 2 at the line here today. 3 fouls on Jordan Davis. 5:52 to play, 59-49 the Illini. Matthew Meyer with 7 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of assists. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
At times this year, Illinois has gotten scoring, 3-point scoring, from different sources. Obviously, today it's been Coleman Hawkins, but Matthew Meyer went 5 for 5 from beyond the 3-point line in the win over Texas.
Yeah, they shoot a ton of them. I mean, not as many today, well below their average percentage, but mentioned before, the tip-off, 46% of their shots have been from the 3-point arc. And they were not shooting it particularly well. The selected games, yes. Second free throw for Meyer is good. And it's now 61-49 Illinois. You got Gilmore, Hepburn, Asijan, Crowell, and Klesman out there for Wisconsin. And Harris just bothering Hepburn again in the backcourt. Chucky through the midcourt logo. It's a hard screen from Crowell, flipping it up. No good is Hepburn. And the other way comes Matthew Meyer. Right side feed Hawkins, another wide open three. He could drop kick him in today. His fourth three of the second half. And the inbounds pass stolen by Harris off the left wing, moves to the right side. And another three from Shannon, air ball wide left. Meyer the rebound, out to Harris, feeds Hawkins, shot fake, sidestep left, another three, and this time the heat check unsuccessful. Crowell the rebound. 64-49 Illinois with 5:06 remaining. Klesman lost his balance, maintained possession, finds Hepburn, right corner three is good. Wow, what a recovery by Klesman. And now the Badgers use a timeout with 4:59 remaining. 64-52 Illinois as Greg Gard using a 30-second timeout.
Well, we fully anticipated Illinois would play with a little urgency. I wouldn't say that they were in panic mode, not quite yet, being 0-3 in league play, but you knew they understood the dynamics and the math, that they had to find a way to get started. You do that on your home floor.
Yes. And with this is still a loud building, make no mistake. It's a full house. They're on semester break here, but this has traditionally been one of the really good atmospheres in the league. No different here today for a team that was 0-3, was struggling, a lot going wrong, but this crowd has been into it.
And Matt, we talked about it in the past, too. A heck of a job of renovating this building. It's one of the older venues, but you wouldn't know it by the improvements in the inner bowl and even on the concourse levels.
It's been a great job, both here and with their football stadium. 4:59 remaining, 64-52 Illinois. Badgers still have one timeout left. And the inbounds pass to R.J. Melendez. Badgers down 12. Seeing if they can mount a late rally. Epps being hounded by Hepburn just outside the center circle. Epps really getting crowded. Throwing to Hawkins. Feeds Meyer high on the left off the Hawkins screen. Picked up by Crowell on the switch. A throw to Shannon, and his pass intended for Meyer. Picked off by Klesman. 4:40 remaining. 64-52 Illinois. Hepburn starts the offense. Using a Crowell high screen. Chucky leaves it for Crowell up top. He'll take the three left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. And a whistle inside. Foul called. Gilmore trying to get the rebound. He got fouled. Let's see if that was Melendez. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call. It's going to be on Matthew Meyer. That will be his third and team foul number six. 4:26 to play. Badgers down 12. Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Chucky looks and looks. He's inside. Crowell up and in. Stephen Crowell, another bucket. 64-54 Illinois. 4:18 remaining. Jaden Epps against Hepburn, throwing to Meyer high on the left. Back to Epps at the top, glides to the right wing. Crowell picks him up on the switch, and now Hepburn will come back on him. As Epps releases the Shannon, throwing to Hawkins, tries a three, right side off the rim, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 4 minutes to play. Get a bucket here, things could get a little more interesting. Badgers down 64-54, Crowell top of the circle. To the left wing, gives it to Gilmore against Hawkins. Gilmore backing, single coverage Hawkins. Gilmore backs, pivots again, upright hand. It's off the rim, short, no good. Melendez the rebound. 3:38 remaining, 64-54 Illinois. Big stop there for the Illini. Shannon high on the right against Max Klesman. Shannon scoops it to Hawkins on the right side. Hawkins glides to the top, leaves it for Epps, left of the circle. Epps, right lane line drive. He got tied up by Klesman. The foul on Max will send Jaden Epps to the free throw line. First the under four media timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3 minutes, 19 seconds to play. Illinois 64, Wisconsin 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Trying to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Stephen Crowell's all over the second half. 16 second half points for him. 18 points today to go with 11 rebounds. Getting some help from Chucky Hepburn, but man, Stephen Crowell's just turned it up again after halftime.
Again, we use the word efficiency to describe the way Crowell has played, especially in those second halves over the last three games. He's taken advantage of Coleman Hawkins down low. Hawkins, I don't think, feels real comfortable playing the five defensively. So when Danger's not in the game, Crowell just attacked Hawkins around the rim and has been very successful. But when you look overall at this Illinois team, given a up close and personal look at the Illini, they can get away with playing a defensive stopper like Sincere Harris because they've got some offensive options.
Yes, they do.
My goodness, Shannon Meyer, Hawkins, and Danger inside. And then you bring Epps off the bench. They can score.
Yes, Greg Gard said before the game, when they're on, this is a really, really good team. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. 3 minutes, 19 seconds remaining. It's Illinois 64, Wisconsin 54. Badgers are home Tuesday night against Michigan State. 6 o'clock tip-off at the Kohl Center. Illinois will be at Nebraska Tuesday night for an 8 o'clock tip. Nebraska defeated Minnesota today in overtime, 81-79. By the way, Michigan State leads Michigan 21-14 with about 2.5 minutes left in the first half in East Lansing. Jaden Epps will be at the free throw line. He has 12 points today, 14 of 17 this season at the foul line. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's straight through.
And Epps has been a consistent scorer for a true freshman. That's 10 times now, 10 out of 15 games that he's wound up with 10 or more points, including 4 in a row.
And thus the average, which is really close to it, 9.5 per game. Second free throw coming up for Jaden Epps in the air, and that's in and out, no good. Klesmith the rebound, 65-54. Illinois, 3:15 remaining. Klesmith out front, going to Connor Asijan. I put a blanket on Connor here today as Illinois. CJ with 3 points, just 3 shots. Now Connor driving left lane line. Runs it out, wanted Hepburn, stolen away by Shannon, and it's showtime. A left hand with authority slam dunk from Terrence Shannon. 67-54, the Illini, 2:57 remaining. Here comes Hepburn for the Badgers. 17 points for Shannon today. Hepburn behind the back, dribble off the left wing. Chucky to the rim, high off the glass, no good. Tipped up and in by Crow. 18 in the second half for Crow. Hepburn steals the inbounds pass, 2 pumps, goes up, no good, but a foul as Hepburn will go to the free throw line. 67-56 Illinois with 2:40 remaining.
Well, Hepburn had a career high 5 steals against Minnesota. Got to be around that number here today.
4. Yep. Hepburn shoots 2. He is 0 of 1 today. First free throw is good. Badgers now 3 of 8 at the foul line this afternoon. Jordan Davis in for Connor Asijan. So Greg Gard going a little O to D here, offense to defense, 2:40 to play, 67-57, Illinois, second free throw, Hepburn is good, Chucky gets them both, Badgers will press, Matthew Meyer will inbound, inbounds pass to Epps, they try to trap him, Epps in some trouble, and they get a whistle, and they get a bailout foul, oh my, they're going to get Carter Gilmore here for the foul, 2:37 to play, 67-58 Illinois.
Well, you take your chance if you're the team that is trailing in the closing minutes. You try for the steal and hope that they swallow their whistle, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's the big ingredient of comebacks. Epps, 1 of 2 at the line a moment ago. This is a 1-1. Free throw is good. Hit the left side iron and bounce through for him. His team found number 9, so Epps hitting the front end. One more coming as Asijan ready to sub back in. Again, that now it's D to O as Asijan comes in for Jordan Davis. 10-point lead, Illinois, 2:37 to play. Badgers have 1 timeout available. Illinois with 3, both teams in the bonus. Second free throw, Epps is good. 69-58 Illinois. Here comes Chucky Hepburn, 2:35 to play, 69-58 the Illini. Hepburn between the circles. Takes it left of the wheel, feeds Asijan, disrupted by Melendez, all over Connor. Now Hepburn right side. Chucky left of the circle, gives it to Connor. Sidesteps left, can't get loose, throws it out to Hepburn. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn around a crowd screen to throw to crowd. He'll take the three left of the circle. Not this time. And the rebound secured. Well, trying to save it was Epps. He threw it into Gilmore. Out to his Sejan. Off the right wing. A bounce to crowd. Low on the left. Now to Connor. Low on the right. Shot is blocked. Hawkins got in there for the rejection. With 2 minutes to play, 69-58 Illinois. Matthew Meyer outside left, and he gets fouled by his Sejan. And now Illinois in the double bonus.
This probably qualifies as a rude awakening for Connor Sejan to this venue and the way Illinois has played him. Now, there are other teams that have played very tough defense under Sejan, but nobody like what Illinois has done to him today.
Been good. Both teams are in the 20s in defensive adjusted defensive efficiency. We've talked about it, Illinois changing things up, not switching the way they had been before, and they have really done a great job against, you know, Connor Sejan and Chucky Hepburn for much of the game as well. Meyer misses the first free throw. Jordan Davis back in for Sejan.
Part of the growing pains associated being with being a first-year player
absolutely.
In this league.
Absolutely. Second free throw coming up for Matthew Meyer, and it's good. And it's 70-58 Illinois with a minute 53 remaining. Hepburn up the floor for the Badgers. A minute 50 to play. Chucky up top. Going to need to get on with it as Hepburn gets fouled way up top. That's Sincere Harris. It'll be his first and a 1-1 coming up for Chucky Hepburn. And Jaden Epps will come in for Harris. Hepburn with 15 points. 11 of those after halftime. 1-1 for Chucky. Front end is good. Kamari McGee now in for the Badgers. He is going to get Crowell, so they're looking for quickness out there as they apply the press. Crowell with 20 points now today. Second free throw coming up for Hepburn. On the way, and that is in and out, no good. Terrence Shannon, the rebound, and whistle inside, a foul called. I think they're going to get Carter Gilmore trying to get a held ball, but a little arm instead. It's three on Carter. 70-59 Illinois, minute 44 to play, and now Stephen Crowell ready to come back in. Connor Sejan as well. Terrence Shannon at the foul line.
Brad Underwood's luxury is that he's been able to rotate Sincere Harris and Jaden Epps on Chucky Hepburn.
Yep, oh yeah. Two really gifted freshmen. 17 points for Shannon, 2 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw is good. Now Crowell and Sejan will come in. McGee and Davis will sit down. 12-point lead for Illinois.
To see something happen positive with Connor Sejan here in the final minute and a half of this game. Just maybe it carries over to Tuesday in Michigan State.
He does strike, I think, both of us, though, as someone who's not going to let it affect him.
True.
He'll come down. He'll figure it out. He knows how it works. Second free throw good. 72-59 Illinois. A minute 44 remaining. Here comes Hepburn. Front court. Throwing to Sejan, to the line. Connor down the lane, to the rim. Layup, yes. Connor Sejan with 5. 72-61 Illinois with 91 seconds remaining. Presses on, inbounds pass to Epps. And did he turn it over? Yeah, he walked with the ball. Yes, he walked with the ball. As Klusman and Gilmore ready to apply a trap. Turnover Illinois, a minute 27 to play. Badgers down 11. Hepburn will inbound. But first, Illinois will take a timeout. So a minute 27 to play. Illinois 72, Wisconsin 61, as the Badgers playing this one through here, trying to find a way to make this interesting in the final 87 seconds.
Well, this game is set up with the co-champions from a year ago. A little no fanfare over that. It seems like ages ago, right?
It does.
That these two programs tied for the Big Ten title.
Indeed. Illinois ended up earning the top seed because it won the only matchup between these two programs last year. The Illinois game went right down to the wire. Iowa had a chance to win it late. In a very deep league, which we all know will ultimately get judged by many in the month of March. But there's just a lot of really good teams in the Big Ten Conference. Illinois showing that talent here so far today. Hepburn will inbound, baseline left. Looking, and it's lobbed out to Gilmore. High on the left, hands off to Heppern. He'll let it fly for three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Klesman low on the left, gets the putback. 72-63, Illinois, with a minute 17 to play. There's Matthew Meyer, inbounds pass to Epps. Back to Meyer, presses on, throwing to Hawkins cross court. Caught high on the right by Shannon, and he got fouled by Klesman. And Shannon, who is 4 of 4 at the free throw line, will shoot two with a minute 7 to play, 72-63 Illinois. Foul on Klesman is his third. 19 points for Terrence Shannon. Mentioned he came in averaging 17. The Tech last year averaged 10.5 points a game.
Number 5 scorer in the Big Ten at the start of today's play.
First free throw is short. Ty Rogers back in for Jaden Epps. Second free throw coming up for Terrence Shannon. 107 remaining, 72-63 Illinois. Second free throw for Shannon on the way, and that's straight through. 73-63 the Illini. And here comes Hepburn as we approach the final minute. Hepburn between the circles. Chucky throwing to Crowell. Left side three in the air. It's off the rim, no good. Elevating for the rebound is Shannon. He got fouled by Connor Asija. Well, that looked good off the hands, but just didn't drop for Crowell. Third foul on Asija. And the free throw parade continues. Illinois 13 of 18 at the foul line today. The Badgers 5 of 11.
What a 1-2 punch, too, for the Illini, Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins. Both with 20 points, both 7 of 11 from the field.
Okay, so Hawkins, 6 out of 9 from 3. First free throw for Shannon is in the air and no good. Now they're missing him. Badgers have been in foul mode for a while. 56.7 seconds to play. 10-point lead for the Illini.
Mentioned the top scorers in the Big Ten to date. Usual suspects, Edie Dickinson, Jackson Davis. Jalen Pickett's in there.
He's been really good for Penn State. Second free throw good for Shannon. 74-63 Illinois, 55 seconds to play. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. And Melendez just chasing a siege and all over Champagne and a dribble handoff. A foul's going to be called on Terrence Shannon. And that draws the ire of Brad Underwood. Fourth foul on Shannon. And team foul number 9. Oftentimes in those dribble handoffs, you get the offensive foul. I think that's what Underwood was campaigning for. Badgers again in the offense-defense mode. Crowell and Asijan out. They have McGee, Hepburn, Davis, Klesman. And at the foul line is Carter Gilmore for a 1-1. 4 points for Gilmore coming in the first half. Eyes the rim, and the front end is no good. Rebound Terrence Shannon, and he got fouled right away.
Kind of a change of pace with Brad Underwood in that he's mad at somebody other than his own players. Because that's the way the season has gone right up until today.
They get the foul on Klesman, which is his fourth. Yeah, we hear it too. Terrence Shannon, back at the foul line. Rematch will be soon, January 28th at the Kohl Center. First free throw for Shannon is good.
And like I said earlier, there's a path there for Illinois. If they continue to play with this type of tenacity on their home floor, they could be 6-3 the next time these teams play.
It could. The Seagin in, McGee outs, 75-63 Illinois. 48.2 seconds remaining. Second free throw is good. And a 14-point lead. We'll make that 13-point lead, 76-63 the Illini. 45 seconds to play. Hepburn out front. Pass deflected by Shannon. Got back. Now Chucky deep three. Left side rattles it through. A three for Hepburn. And the Badgers use their final timeout. With 37.2 seconds to play, 76-66. The Illini. Remember last year, 5 losses got you a share of the Big Ten title. Saw something a couple days ago when New Mexico finally lost. This in 2017 and 2018, all the unbeatens were no longer early in the year, but this year is the second earliest that they've all taken, everybody in college basketball has taken a loss since the 76-77 season. That was a year removed from Indiana going wire to wire. It just doesn't happen.
You know, I realize, you bring up New Mexico, Richard Pitino gotten off to a pretty good start there.
Yep, good fit. Mike Grimm, the voice of the Gophers, has maintained a good relationship with Richard Pitino, and it's a good situation they got going out there. We've been out there in Albuquerque. It's one of the great venues, the Pit, out there.
Mashburn is one of the kids that transferred into the program to be with Pitino again. He's been scoring well. Right after Chucky hit that shot, sign of good sportsmanship, Terrence Shannon kind of gave him a low five, just appreciated that tough shot by Chucky.
Terrence Shannon been around, first year in the Big Ten, but Midwest guy, Chicago, went to IMG Academy, and then the run he had at Texas Tech.
He's very athletic. I know the one question that the NBA scouts have on him is, can he be a consistent shooter from the three-point line?
Yeah, he's mid-30s at the college level. Takes his share, better than 5 a game. Not so much today, 1 of 2. Presses on, Meyer looking, nothing there. Timeout, Illinois. They had 2 to use, now they have 1. 37.2 seconds to play, 76-66, the Illini. They have hit halftime in East Lansing. And what the term we use all the time, rock fight? Must be one going on in the Breslin Center. 27-18, Michigan State leading Michigan at the half. Remember, entering the day, the Badgers and Michigan, the only teams without a blemish in Big Ten play. Barring quite the turn of events here, Wisconsin on the brink of falling to 3-1. Rutgers and Purdue also 3-1. Ohio State 2-1 after the loss to the Boilermakers a couple of nights ago. It'll be fun.
The thing about the conference this year, there are a lot of teams who are comfortable playing in rock fight games.
Yeah. So they got them lined up football style. As the quarterback will be Matthew Meyer as they all break. Inbounds pass to Melendez, and they get Hepburn and Davis there for the trap and then the foul on R.J. Melendez, who doesn't shoot many free throws, but he rarely misses when he goes there. He's 17 of 19. As the foul assessed to Hepburn.
Melendez has been one of the defenders on Esiegen when he's been in the game. He's been really tough on Esiegen.
Really has. Sophomore from Puerto Rico, averaged about 4 points a game last year, appeared in 22 games for the Illini. First free throw for R.J. Melendez is good. 77-66 in Illinois. It is led by as many as 15. Second free throw coming up for Melendez as he eyes the rim. And he's good. Now has 4 points, 78-66 Illinois, 35 seconds remaining. Hepburn out between the circles. Throwing to Gilmore, hands it back to Chucky. Nearly a logo, 3 is good for Chucky Hepburn. 78-69 Illinois, 24 seconds left. Presses on, getting out of the trap is Hawkins. Ahead to Melendez. He'll feed Shannon, who will hold it. And he got fouled by McGee with 18.3 to play. 78-69 Illinois.
I would guess that Underwood is more pleased by these free throw numbers versus what he had to encounter and experience against Northwestern when the Wildcats shot 40 free throws, made 32 versus 6 for 10 for Illinois.
They just weren't, it wasn't about a bad whistle either. They just didn't play well. And Northwestern's a good defensive team. I think that's one thing that we all need to understand. You know, how good they're going to be as a factor in the race, I don't know. But they do have some talent. Chase Audige, Boo Booey, first free throw good for Shannon. But they will guard you. Illinois, just, you know, maybe at times it gets into your head. There were a lot of turnovers, a lot of poor decisions. Second free throw for Shannon, in and out. Klesmet the rebound, 15 seconds left, 79-69 the Illini. Klesmet will try a 3 up top, and that's short, no good. McGee tried to back tap, it comes down to Melendez. Up the floor, Melendez will take it through the lane, dribble out the clock, and round 1 will go to Illinois. A 10-point win today for Brad Underwood's Illini.
Illinois was impressive, and we kind of anticipated that they would come out with that type of game. given their circumstances and the way they had played, and we were just talking about it, they were terrible against Northwestern, and everybody knew it, and especially the players. And then you lose one of your teammates, Guy Clark, stepping away from the program. It just galvanizes you even more, doesn't it?
Yeah,
knowing that
does.
You've got it. If you're going to make a stand, you got to do it starting on your home floor, and this is the start for Illinois.
A couple of big runs for Illinois. Badgers led by 5 at one point in the first half. Illinois went on an 11-point run, and then a Max Klesman 3 got him within 3 at the half, and then a burst early in the second half. Illinois in control most of the way. Badgers got it as close as 7, but that was as close as they could come here this afternoon. Final score, Illinois 79, Wisconsin 69. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Meet
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
5 straight in the series against Wisconsin as the Illini shooting 47% from the field, but 10 of 19 from the three-point line. They shot it even better than that at the second half as Illinois defeats Wisconsin here today, 79-69. Chucky Hepburn ends up leading Wisconsin with 22 points. Stephen Crowell with 20, 18 in the second half. Max Klesman with 11. And Illinois getting 24 from Terrence Shannon, 20 from Coleman Hawkins. Jaden Epps with 15. Matthew Meyer with 10. Sincere Harris didn't score a point. He had 2 assists, and he still was a major factor in his game with his defensive work.
Unquestionably, and the thing about it is Wisconsin made some mini runs but couldn't get the defensive stop, that timely defensive stop, and that goes back to the firepower that this Illinois team has.
Yep, you add that up without a very versatile defender like Tyler Wall, and you're up against it. That's how it works, though. Sometimes the other guys have key players missing too, but for Wisconsin, not having Wall, absolutely a factor this afternoon. Illinois wins it 79-69. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois gives Wisconsin its first Big Ten loss of the year, 79-69 this afternoon. The Badgers end up about 44% from the field, just 8 of 29 from the three-point line. That's just shy of 28%. And only 5 of 12 from the foul line. Second half numbers were a little bit better overall for Wisconsin, about 46% for the field. But again, good defense for Illinois. And then you get Coleman Hawkins, and specifically him, Mike, who just catches fire. But he's 6 out of 9, and the miss, his second and third miss were late in the game when the outcome was determined.
He got some good looks, but how do you really affect the shot from someone who's 6'10"?
Yep.
You know, and he's got the quick release, and then once he got into the rhythm, you just couldn't slow them down. This is a good defensive team, better defensive team than I thought from Illinois.
Yeah, and again, they statistically, the numbers were very favorable to Illinois, and then they changed some things up. They were, you know, switching pretty much 1 through 5 without, you know, with Kofi Coburn moving on. They adjusted that. They used the holiday break to make some tweaks. A lot more time chasing today, and did a very good job. Not just, I was rattling off overall shooting percentage. You know, a guy like Connor Esigian, who's really good, he only got 5 shots away today, 3 from the three-point line. They did a great job with him.
And Melendez was one of those defenders, especially with Esigian was on the floor. Esigian just couldn't get any breathing space at all, which is, you know, part of growing up in this league.
It's a little bit predictable, really, in terms of the effort we saw from Illinois today. Coming off, they've been struggling. They lost and didn't look good doing it at all Wednesday night in Evanston. That was a road game, but there were more Illinois fans there, it sounded like, than Northwestern fans, which can happen, but Northwestern just flat out outplayed them. So you get challenged a little bit, and Illinois was able to respond here today, 79-69. We'll take another break. When we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned.
and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 10 above. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. High of 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 17. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Currently, it's 17.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
No, that's not an easy place to play, no matter what you think the record is, as we're joined courtside by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. And Greg, there's a number of things probably that you'll look to try to fix, but an Illinois team that has struggled from the three-point line until it wasn't today. I mean, you said before the game, when they're good, you know, when they're clicking, they're really, really good. It seemed like you took maybe as good a shot as they've delivered to anybody in a while here today.
Yeah, especially from the, you know, and Hawkins hasn't shot the ball well, and you know, we'll look through the film, but it was a lot of our mistakes. I felt we dragged away from him instead of exchanging it like it should have been. And when we did, we were able to cover a lot of that up. But, you know, between some paint finishes in the first half offensively and a few too many turnovers gave him some momentum. And then obviously he got going a little bit, and we didn't adjust fast enough to take him off the line.
Greg, you made a couple of runs in the second half. What prevented you from getting over that hump to make it really close?
Well, I mean, usually ended up with them countering with the bucket, you know, whether it was him hitting one or, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job on Meyer, you know, and he didn't get loose too much. But obviously Hawkins stretches you out, and then you know, Shannon is a load, you know, and I thought we were better on him. For the most part, in the second half, we didn't let him get to his left hand as much as we did in the first half. You know, and we got to convert more offensively. We got to be better. We were a little bit better percent or analytics-wise in the second half, but, you know, we ended up being too many possessions when you have to foul like that down the stretch.
We were over here, you know, raving a bit about Sincere Harris. You look at the box score, and there's not a whole lot that showed you, that's going to tell you much. But his defense, as advertised, right? I mean, he did a pretty nice job.
He did, you know, and I figured they would do that. We'd try to just make sure they try to blanket Chucky or our guards as much as they could. But, you know, and you got to be able to knock down some threes, especially from our bigs. You know, we had some looks. Steve had a lot of good looks. And, you know, their big goes 6 for 9. We're 1 for 7 from the 5 spot. So just those things that can keep the momentum going. But like I said, just defensively was the biggest thing that I felt we were not as connected and as I don't want to say disciplined, but we got strung out at times and created too many driving lines and then too many mistakes with Hawkins.
Why has Crowell been so productive in the second half of the last three ball games?
I thought he got in the paint and played in the paint better the second half. Now, getting the two fouls and having to sit didn't help, you know, so that sits him a lot, or, you know, in more minutes than planned in the first half. But I thought he was more physical in the second half. We had a concerted effort and plan to touch him as much as possible. He's getting better. You know, as time goes on, he's got to get to the free throw line more. I thought he got fouled a fair amount of times. It didn't get called, but that's life in the Big Ten, and you got to play through it, and you got to be able to finish those plays in the paint and instead of having some of them rim in and rim out like they did.
And also life in the Big Ten are guys who get hurt. I know it's a captain obvious thing here, but, you know, the defensive issues, that's Tyler Wall could cover up a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
I mean, that's
right?
That's our recipe for handling a lot of that, and he has, you know, 3.5 years of experience of doing it. So, you know, it's not only just the body and the ability, it's the experience that goes into the mindset that these other guys, you know, they played hard, but they haven't been in those environments as much and don't pick up on that maybe as fast with the experience factor that Tyler brings.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time,
right,
as always. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside here as Illinois gets the win this afternoon, 79-69 over the Wisconsin Badgers. Stay with us. Coming up next are our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a brew pub, Latsa Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. 79-69, Illinois defeats Wisconsin as we get to our call of the game. Stephen Crow, we mentioned the last couple games, he's been really good in the second half, and that continued here today. Before we get to our call, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Getting back to the Crowell story against Western Michigan, he had 20 of his 25 points after halftime. He had 13 points in the second half against Minnesota. He had 18 points in the second half today to give him 20. And here's one of those Stephen Crowell buckets.